step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed.
Because I like to know what went on overnight when I was sleeping.
Traffic and weather on the fives. The news you need to know and a perspective you can't find anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Right now, in South Carolina, you need to look over to Drew McKissick, and you need to tell soon-to-be former Chairman McKissick that it's 1776 again in South Carolina. We're not going to let you take away our party. This party belongs to South Carolina Republicans. And don't you ever forget it. And don't you ever stop fighting to take your party back. This is your party. It's not Drew McKissick and the rich people and the money changers. This party doesn't belong to Lindsey Graham. I don't care how long he's been senator. Get him out of the Washington, D.C.
Wow, Lynn Wood got people all fired up last night. Drew McKissick in Greenville. So welcome in, current chair. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. soon to be former chair, according to Lynn Wood, of the Republican Party of South Carolina. So we have so much to talk about. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well this morning, despite the fact that, you know, we've got a our carpetbagger out of Georgia that hadn't finished unpacking his carpet bag yet, buying $16 million plantations down in Beaufort County, claiming that I'm some kind of a rich insider, for God's sake.
Wow.
My wife would be just really, really interested to know that, by the way, because she hasn't seen the money. I'm just saying.
Wow. Well, I don't know your financials. Are you a rich guy, too? I mean, I don't know.
No, ma'am.
Wow.
You don't get rich in politics unless you're crooked.
Well, interesting. Interesting you say that. So let's talk about the allegations against you, Drew, because here's Lynn Wood last night speaking for about an hour in Greenville. And all I'm getting out of it is that you're a deep state rhino protecting politicians like Lindsey Graham. But last I looked, Greenville keeps electing Lindsey Graham, not Drew McKissick.
In every primary.
Yeah.
Every time he's been on the ballot up there. I mean, that's the thing. We have primaries. We nominate candidates. The job of the chairman of the state Republican Party, this is a problem. This guy doesn't even know what the job is. You know, which, you know, first thing when you take on any new job or try to apply for a job is actually know what it is. In his case, he has no clue and couldn't find it with a flashlight. What you're talking about here, the job of the party chairman is actually run the campaign committee. Your job is to elect Republicans in November, and you put together a 2-year campaign operation to make November successful. This past cycle, that's exactly what we did. We put together the best crew we've ever had in the history of the party. We put together a ground game 5 times bigger than anything the party's ever had in its history. And when it was all said and done, we delivered more votes for Donald Trump than any presidential candidate in the history of South Carolina. We reelected Senator Graham by double digits, despite Democrats spending $150 million against us here in South Carolina. The most they'd ever spent previously, by the way, was $6.5 million. We reelected, or rather took back the first congressional district from Democrat Joe Cunningham, got the biggest state House and state Senate majorities in 140 years, local races all up and down the ballot, and on top of it all, beat Democrats by 17 points on straight ticket voting all around the state. Now, if Lynn's got a better idea for how campaigns ought to be run, I sure as heck like to see him. Maybe he ought to write a book and, you know, point out to folks how this ought to work.
But
Chairman, he's never run a campaign in his life.
Chairman McKissick, if he's got better ideas, then he needs to take him to Georgia. I mean, we just saw Georgia fall apart in front of our eyes. I don't understand what he's doing here. I think competition is healthy. I mean, you know, I'm sure you agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm not picking sides here. I think actually if you listen to some things that Lynn Wood says, you're fighting on the same field. I mean, it's, you know, when it comes to America's freedoms, and he has his moments, and but my goodness, there are major problems to fix in Georgia. So I'm just confused because we got
why did he run away from Georgia?
Yeah.
Why did he run away from Georgia? Why is he? I mean, look, they do have problems over there. They have problems over there, obviously, for all the world to see. Here in South Carolina, we did not have those ballot problems. We defended election law here in South Carolina. We went all the way. South Carolina Republican Party hired lawyers to go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to defend our election laws here in South Carolina against Democrats last year. And we won a U.S. Supreme Court decision fighting back against Democrats trying to change our laws. This guy goes in front of a crowd and on national television in the middle of those Senate runoffs and tells Republicans, don't turn out and vote. Your vote's not going to matter. They're going to steal your vote. Don't even bother. Well, what happened? Almost 500,000 Republicans who voted in November didn't vote in January, and we lost 2 Senate seats and control of the United States Senate. So thank you very much. You can lay part of that at Linwood's feet. Anybody who wants to run a campaign committee who's got a habit of going around telling your own base voters, don't turn out and vote, he's got a pretty poor campaign strategy. Let's put it that way. Either that or maybe he left some of his marbles in Georgia.
I don't know, but let me ask you about this because, you know, everybody always says follow the money. And when he's talking last night, he's talking about Rothschild money and we got to get the CIA out of America.
Oh,
and millions have been. Well, let's be serious here for a second. So millions have been spent out of state for in-state work, and that the South Carolina Republican Party paid on the mark millions of dollars. What is on the mark? What is all that?
On the mark is one of the vendors that we use to do direct mail. So, for instance, in this past campaign cycle, this one campaign cycle alone, the state Republican Party sent 10 million pieces of get-out-the-vote mail all across to Republicans all across South Carolina. 10 million. That was just what the state Republican Party did. We've got a targeted database, voters that we target, we know we need to reach to make sure that they get out and vote. Whether we're sending them get-out-the-vote mail, whether we're sending them pieces of mail encouraging them to, hey, if you can't go vote in person, here's how to apply for an absentee ballot. All that type of stuff has to be mailed. We use vendors to mail that through. We don't run everything through just one vendor. We've got 4 vendors at least that we work with around the state in any given campaign cycle. We spread it around as many vendors as we can, but that money gets raised and it has to get spent to actually turn out our voters. That's the purpose of a campaign committee, raise money and spend money to get our candidates elected. That's what we did.
Sounds super shady. But wait, isn't that your job? Isn't that the job of the chairman?
Yeah. The job is to win campaigns. And again, I think by any measuring stick, winning more campaigns than anyone in 140 years, I think that's a pretty good measure of success.
Well, I want to talk coming up because it's already 7:15. Drew McKissick, we got to check traffic and weather. Literally, Drew pulled over on the side of the road to have a quick conversation with us Wednesdays here on 94.3 WSC. Because ahead, there are allegations of some kind of hostile, shady takeover of the reorganization process in Horry County. I want to get to that.
She's your trusted voice. You're listening to The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
Donald Trump endorsed Mr. McKissick. I still love Donald Trump. Nothing's going to change my mind about a man that I believe is doing God's will for this country, that stands for patriotism, that cares about freedom, and a man that has fought for 4 years and is going to continue to fight for you, the people. Donald Trump is my friend. I love the United States of America, the Republic. We are a democratic republic. We're not a corporation. Give us our republic back. No more corporations and no more Rothschild, Rockefeller money controlling our money. Get them out of our country. Okay. Get them out of here.
So there's Linwood last night in Georgia firing up some in the crowd. You could hear there. Drew McKissick, head of the Republican Party here in South Carolina. He's coming for your job. He's even got a hashtag, Win with Lynn. I don't know if you've seen that. What's your response to what you just heard there? Because we know that Trump has doubled down on his endorsement of you, not Lynn Wood.
Absolutely. Well, 2 things. One, President Trump endorsed my campaign back in February. And the day after, Lynn Wood got into this race, which was last Monday. So the day after that, on Tuesday, I got another call from Donald Trump, talked to him on the phone in my office for about 15 minutes. And he told me, we are sending out an extended endorsement of your campaign today. And it's just thanking us for the job that we did here in South Carolina for the, in terms in 20 and the votes we turned out. the organization that we put together. So he's made his opinion clear. We know where he stands, and he's looking at it in terms of the results that we generated here in South Carolina. On the other hand, again, you've got a guy that's never run a campaign before in his life, who's telling Republican base voters to stay home, your vote won't matter. Result, we lose 2 Senate seats in Georgia and control the Senate to Chuck Schumer. Thank you very much. And a guy who gave money to Barack Obama. He gave thousands of dollars to Barack Obama. All this is public information. You can go on FEC.gov and you can look this up.
Wow.
Look up his campaign contribution. Gave money to Democrats running for governor in Georgia. Tens of thousands of dollars there over the years. For all intents and purposes, this guy was a Democrat until 2018. He's never voted in a Republican presidential primary. He didn't vote in 16 or 20 for Trump in the presidential primaries. As a matter of fact, he voted in Democrat primaries in the meantime. So, under what measuring stick, one, is the guy a Republican? Two, is he a conservative? Or three, is he in any way qualified to actually run a campaign committee and win elections? And I think, on all three, or at least two, the answer is definitely no, and one is suspect.
Yeah. So let me ask you, speaking of suspects, while we have time to clear the air with these allegations of some kind of hostile, shady takeover of the reorganization process, Drew McKissick, in Horry County, let's address, how would you like to address that?
Yep. So in Horry County, like you might have occasionally in a couple of counties, you've got personality contests that are developing. You've got two, maybe even three factions of people in Horry County that are vying against one another to try to get elected county chairman. So one group is trying to turn out one crowd of people. One group is trying to turn out a different crowd of people. They're going at each other. And, of course, in this day and age, anything and everything everybody does ends up on Facebook. So Lynn Wood sees this on Facebook and what the complaints of one crowd that might have been aligning themselves with him. And then he's trying to say, well, that means that, Drew McKissick is part of this effort to take over Horry County. That is totally, totally ridiculous. Again, you've got people whose personalities are clashing there in Horry County. And that's going to play itself out here when they have their county convention. When it's all over, hopefully they'll get together and shake hands and we'll have a solid county party organization. That's my hope.
Lord
have
mercy.
Because we've got elections to win next year.
What is this convention going to look like? Oh, my gosh. WWE. Okay, so here's the – we got to wrap this up here. Drew McKissick live, head of the Republican Party in South Carolina. It, really, honestly, topic A of the day would be Lynn Wood last night in Greenville coming for your job. As the head of Republican Party in South Carolina, what I cannot reckon, he is standing between two signs that say, United we stand, divided we fall. How is that possible? Going back to the reoccurring thing that Democrats want to blow up the Republican Party. And with all the momentum that Trump has created, that would be the stupidest thing on earth to give them that victory.
Absolutely. And that's your point. Donald Trump helped create this momentum. Donald Trump brought a lot of new people into this party who had not thought of themselves as Republicans before, or maybe they used to and got disappointed, and they've come back because of the message and the issues he talked about. That's what brought the excitement to this campaign in this last cycle. And as you and I have talked about before, excitement and engagement is the gasoline you pour on top of any campaign to make it go and make it work and win. And that's what happened here in 2020. And that's how we had that great result here in South Carolina in 2020.
And I know that you were just in town over the weekend with Tim Scott and others speaking at the Berkeley County Breakfast. I know that was a great thing. I know that there are other things. You're even on the road now, and thanks for pulling over. I appreciate that. So are you seeing, by the way, Lynn Wood, the guy who wants your job, at any of these meetings? I'm just curious.
I have not seen hide nor hair of Lynn Wood, and he wouldn't know me from Adam's house cat, I promise you, much less any of the grassroots activists in our party around the state, our county chairs, our state committee folks, et cetera. I've been working with these people for 30 years. We know each other. We have relationships. We've built a solid organization. This guy doesn't know any of these people. I was in Orangeburg last night with 15 Republicans. I'm going to breakfast right now in downtown Lexington with about 20 right now. He's not showing up in any of this stuff. He's only showing up where there's a camera and a microphone. And that's like your average millionaire trial lawyer attorney, by the way.
Oof. Drew McKissick, live here Wednesdays on 94.3 WSC. Get on the road. Back on the road, Drew. Thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.